What's going on, y'all? Hope all is well. It's been a real minute. Been a minute. I think probably a month easy from I've done any type of recording any videos before I even get started with all of that. I just want to talk about how life was before this COVID-19 pandemic. I was busy, you know, in the industry, in the field that I'm in. It's very taxing. Calls on a lot of you. You have to be focused. You have to not let what you're doing get into your subconscious as how you would do a lot of things. You know, you usually brush your teeth subconsciously, usually bathe subconsciously, you even drive home subconsciously. You don't even know how you get home half the time because we usually put that in your subconscious. But on this job, you have to do things in your conscious mind, because the minute you start to drift away and not focus on what you're doing, that could be detrimental to either you or persons around you. So with even that being said, that I also had other side activities that I was doing, whether it be making podcasts, you know, ones of myself only, and interviews with other persons as well. We now see that you know, every place is closed. You cannot go to your favorite nightclub. You cannot visit your friend's house. You can't go to that beach party. You can't host the beach party. persons who like to island hop, persons who like to world hop. You know, we're all stuck at home, and it really shows us now what it is most important in our lives. You know, whether you're a single person living on your own with other family members, or you're married, no, it's just you and your spouse, or you're married and you have children as well. Whoever you can see in that four walls, you know, those persons are the persons who really matter. And during this time of curfew and lockdown, what I'm doing personally is drawing closer to God. That's my number one priority, because as the man of the house, as the leader of my home, each one of my family members, or each member of my household, my wife, my son, my daughter, each one of them need me, and they need me in a specific way. And only if I tap into what God has called me to do and what God's plan and will for their lives is, I will be able to really help them. So that's one of the things that I'm doing. And with that being said, I'm being the person that my wife needs me to be. I'm being the person that my son needs me to be, and my daughter needs me to be. And most of all, I'm being the person that you know God has called me to be. And that's important. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you to take this time to not only to relax. Well, I think everybody already passed the relaxing phase, because I actually think that the first couple of days home, I was all out of relax, you know. You know, watching movies, you know, watching Netflix as well. And you know, me and my wife, we have been so creative. And I just want to give a shout out to my wife. Baby, I love you. You show me what it really means, what it is to be a homemaker. You sacrifice so much of yourself. You're an awesome partner, and I just want to honor you right now. You may think that God doesn't honor your sacrifice. He doesn't see what you're doing. He's watching you, and he's honoring everything that that you're doing this in the season of your life, and he is going to reward you, and he is going to redeem all of the time spent purposely pouring into my life, into Carson and Belle's life as well. And my wife has been so creative with the meals. She's been making some amazing meals. You know, man. I mean, she's grown. She's grown so amazingly in that area. I remember when, you know, I used to be the top chef, but she's left me way in the gap. I mean, way in the gap. She's left me, and it's been so amazing watching her grow in that area, grow in the area as a wife and as a mother as well. And it's been so joyous just being with my kids, being with my children, sorry, and being with my wife as well, and just loving on them and just having fun with them and just spending time with them, because you know life got so busy, and it actually kind of makes you wonder, what is God telling us in the season of our lives? What is he trying to tell us? Because if you actually think from the beginning of time, when God said that everything he created was good, from sunrise to sunset, I think us as humans, we're the only beings on this earth who are always changing and evolving, some for the better, some for the worse, but we're always changing. And what if God is telling us, what if God is pressing a reset button for all of us to find out what is his will for us? And what if he isn't, what if he chooses not to dissipate this pandemic until all of us change in the way that he wants us to change? And you might ask, well, how will I know how God wants us to change? Very good question. You must seek him first. And when you seek him, he would definitely show you, great and mighty things. I know is a song that my wife played this morning during praise and worship time, lyrics that the writer said, and he said all of creation sings God's praises, so will I. That's so powerful. If all of creation sings God's praises, so will I. Have we gotten so busy that we have forgotten that the number one thing that we're supposed to be doing is praising God? And that's really why we were created, you know. And I just want to encourage you to use the words that I'm saying as a paradigm shift in your life, to remember that it doesn't matter how much money you have in your bank account right now. Doesn't matter if you own 4 or 5private jets. Doesn't matter if you don't own anything at all. All of us right now are basically on the same level. We're all stuck indoors, and God wants all of us to seek him, big or small. Whether we are so called high and mighty, or if we are humble and lowly, God wants all of us to seek him. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you today to, all of us aren't perfect. We aren't perfect, we're far from perfect. And that's not the reason why God loves us. He loves us because he is love. He gives us grace because he is grace. I want all of you to come out of condemnation. Whatever you feel your shortcomings are, don't even worry about that at this point. Just seek God. Give it all to him. Whatever your worries are, whatever your fears are, give it to him. We weren't created to carry the burdens that we are trying to carry right now. No. You know, as the minister said during Easter Sunday service, you know, we must lay all our burdens at the cross. Don't lay them at the cross, and then before we leave the cross, we pick them back up and continue to care. No, leave them at.
If you're an employee,
in the same manner, if you have a problem, you carry it to your supervisor or somebody or some superior who has more authority than you. You carry it to them and leave it to them, and don't worry no more. You don't stop worrying about it because it doesn't matter. You know that you gave it to somebody who has more authority than you, more power than you, and who can solve that issue for you. That's what I want you to do. Leave it at the feet of Jesus. Because Jesus paid it all. I remember, if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.